This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Supreme Court moving left? Not yet. Supreme Court ended its term at the end of June, so we can stop holding our breath, but we can hardly celebrate. The Martin Quinn scores are named after professors at the University of Michigan and University of California at Berkeley, an attempt to use the justices' voting patterns to determine ideology. They claim that the recent term showed an ongoing pattern of the Roberts Court towards the left. Perhaps we've become so desperate for good news that we're now willing to grasp at any straws. This so-called drift does not include the decisions in the widely heralded Texas abortion case, where the court, by a 5-3 decision, threw out the specious decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, upholding the Texas legislature's transparent attempt to roll boulders in the way of women attempting to gain an abortion in that state, using the veneer of adding additional health safety requirements. The court saw through that attempt, now widely copied by many other states, in a simple, fact-based decision. They know there was no proof that the additional health standards were about protecting women, and know that many other procedures that were much more dangerous did not have to meet these burdensome hospital privilege and surgical operating room standards. There was no poetry in the decision, just the facts, ma'am. Roberts and Alioto dissented on procedural grounds without contesting the facts, further locking the door on these conservative efforts to control women. Was this a liberal left decision or simply a majority crying gotcha at such obvious overreaching? The court also drew a finer line around what accounts for corruption from political figures versus a wink and nod, all part of the game exchange at the favor bank of political commerce, by vacating a conviction of the former governor of Virginia. He and his wife had taken a boatload of gifts from a contractor, but at the time there was no law in Virginia forbidding it, no matter how unseemly. The court, in an opinion written by the Chief Justice, said essentially, let the good times roll. If someone has money and power, that's the point of politics. And they can ask and receive favors and assistance without it being a bribe, as long as the politician didn't directly interfere with the governmental process in offering such help. Is this a liberal left decision or just a free pass for the one percenters to get and grab at politics along the Trump transactional model, while someone down the line can get life in prison for five-fingering a bag of candy? Meanwhile, we have the split decision without a full court, like the one that left union shop dues provisions alive on one hand and recriminalized more than 4 million immigrants on the other. Those were cases of dodging a bullet once and taking one on pretty fierce ideological lines. No movement there. 4-on-4, hard court, no fouls game on the biggest court we have. And how about the erosion of Fourth Amendment rights on search and seizure by police, which ignores everything we are learning in modern society about an institution well-armed and out of control? Yikes. Speculation about the current nominee in waiting, Judge Merrick Garland, puts him as slightly left of Justice Stephen Breyer and right of Justice Elena Kagan. Hardly a move to open the envelope wider or go out of the box. None of this seems like a move towards real justice, but just more middle of the road, keep the peace, and let the establishment rest easy. It seems clear we have less the rule of law and equal justice and just more pure politics covered in a black robe. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.